Sharon Osbourne's Wicked Witch Productions presents the feel-good fantasy of the year, the stage show that insults two entirely different generations. It's The Wizard of Ozzy.
Witches killed by falling houses. Munchkins laughing off their asses. Oh, Lord, yeah!
Ozzy's fallen off the wagon and into the worst trip of his life.
Come out, wherever you are, and meet the old junkie who fell from a star.
Minnie, I don't think we're in Camden anymore.
Well, now his nose is bleeding from the coke habit he's feeding when he doesn't use the vein. Between the drugs and the drinking, Ozzy can't do any thinking, cause he's frying up his brain.
Black Sabbath meets the Yellow Brick Road.
Mr. Scarecrow, nothing going on in your head. Oh, Mr. Scarecrow, a little fire and you're dead.
Nobody should miss this show. Not nobody, not nohow.
As mayor of the Munchkin City, in the case of the man named Oz, he's getting drugs illegally.
And he's unable to speak coherently.
This is a day of drug dependence for Ozzy's fans and their descendants.
The cowardly lion has a tear in his eye.
We didn't have to go and hit me, did you?
Sneak up behind him and he's likely to cry.
Somebody pull my tail.
Now more tears.
Before you know it, you'll be in Munchie Land.
Sometimes I'll get an eight ball and get high. I'll drop a tab of acid and see if I can fly.
I laughed so hard it felt like somebody dropped a house on me.
Ruby slippers feel so fine. Just lay back and click your heels three times, cause there's no place like home.
The Wizard of Ozzy, coming to Emerald City on Route 70 across from the racetrack that's not there anymore. Presented by Sharon Osbourne and her little dog too.
Pay no attention to that man passed out behind the curtain.